Welcome to episode 75 of the Giants of the Faith podcast. My name is Robert Daniels, and I'm the host of this show. And this is the podcast where we profile Christians from throughout the age of the church and look at their impact on the world and on our shared faith. In this episode, we're profiling the Anglican bishop, J.C. Ryle, whose commentaries and works are still in print and in wide use today. John Charles Ryle, commonly known as J.C. Ryle, was born on May 10th, 1816, in Macclesfield, Cheshire, England, into a well-to-do family. He was the eldest son of John Ryle, a banker, and Susanna Langford. Ryle's childhood was characterized by the privilege and comfort that came with his family's wealth. Growing up in a prosperous household, Ryle received a solid education that would lay the groundwork for his future pursuits. He attended private schools in his early years, where he likely received instruction in classical languages, literature, and other subjects typical of a gentleman's education at the time. Despite the material comforts of his upbringing, Ryle's childhood was not without its challenges. His family's wealth did not shield them from personal tragedies, including the loss of loved ones. Such experiences played a role in shaping Ryle's later emphasis on the brevity of life and the importance of preparing for eternity. Now, it's worth noting that Ryle's upbringing was deeply steeped in Anglican tradition. His family was devoutly religious, and from a young age he was exposed to the teachings and practices of the Church of England. This early exposure to Christian faith would eventually have a profound impact on Ryle's own spiritual journey. While specific details about his childhood are limited, as they are with so many folks that we profile on this show, it's evident that the values instilled in him during his formative years, such as discipline, education, and faith, would significantly influence his character and his career. Ryle's upbringing provided him with a strong foundation upon which he would build a life dedicated to Christian ministry and service to others. From an early age, Ryle had demonstrated a keen intellect and a strong sense of conviction. He received his education at Eton College and proceeded to Christ Church, Oxford, where he excelled academically and developed a passion for literature and theology. Despite his academic achievements, Ryle's spiritual life underwent a significant transformation during his time at Oxford. Through the influence of evangelical preachers and personal reflection, he experienced a profound personal conversion to Christianity, which shaped the course of his life. After completing his studies at Oxford, Ryle pursued a career in the church, following in the footsteps of his ancestors. He was ordained as a deacon in the Church of England in 1841, and later as a priest in 1842. His early years in ministry were marked by a deep commitment to preaching the gospel and ministering to the spiritual needs of his congregation. Ryle's preaching style was characterized by clarity, directness, and a fervent belief in the authority of Scripture. In 1843, Ryle married Matilda Plumptree, with whom he would have 5 children. Their marriage was a source of strength and support throughout Ryle's ministry, and Matilda played a significant role in his work, particularly in caring for the poor and needy in their community. Ryle's reputation as a preacher continued to grow, and in 1861 he was appointed as the first Bishop of Liverpool, a position that he held for over 20 years. After J.C. Ryle was appointed, his life and ministry entered a new phase of significant influence and impact within the Church of England and beyond. As Bishop of Liverpool, Ryle took the responsibility of overseeing the vast diocese, which encompassed a rapidly growing industrial city and its surrounding areas. He approached his episcopal duties with characteristic vigor and diligence, focusing on pastoral care, evangelism, and the spiritual well-being of his flock. Throughout his tenure as bishop, Ryle remained a staunch defender of evangelical principles within the Church of England. He vigorously opposed theological liberalism and ritualism, advocating instead for a return to the authority of Scripture and the centrality of the gospel message. Ryle's unwavering commitment to biblical truth earned him both admirers and detractors within the church hierarchy. Despite the demands of his episcopal office, Ryle continued to prioritize pastoral ministry and personal engagement with his clergy and congregations. He was known for his accessibility, compassion, and practical wisdom in counseling and shepherding those under his care. His prolific writing career continued during his time as Bishop of Liverpool. He produced numerous works on theology, Christian living, and church history, addressing a wide range of issues relevant to the church and society of his day and today. His writings, characterized by clarity, conviction, and practical insight, has had a profound influence on generations of readers. Holiness, Its Nature, Hindrances, Difficulties, and Roots, was published in 1877 and is probably Ryle's most famous work. In Holiness, Ryle expounds on the nature of true Christian holiness, identifies common hindrances and challenges to holiness, and provides practical guidance for cultivating a holy life. He also published the excellent Expository Thoughts on the Gospels. This series consists of Ryle's verse-by-verse commentaries on the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. First published in the late 19th century, these commentaries are known for their clarity, insight, and faithful exposition of Scripture. And they're still in use quite extensively today. Ryle also wrote books addressed to the Anglican Church and its clergy. He warned them to heed the New Testament warnings against false doctrine and spiritual complacency. He exhorted them to remain faithful to the foundational truths of the faith, even as the modern world was birthed around them. Some of his works in this vein include Warnings to the Churches, Old Paths, and Knots Untied. In his later years, J.C. Ryle continued to exert a profound influence through his ministry, writings, and personal example. Ryle retired from his position as Bishop of Liverpool in 1900 after serving more than 3 decades in that role. His retirement marked the conclusion of his formal ecclesiastical career, but it did not diminish his commitment to Christian ministry and the advancement of the gospel. Even in retirement, he remained active as a writer, and he continued to produce works on theology, Christian living, and church history. While perhaps not as prolific as his earlier years, his later writings continue to reflect his deep biblical insight, pastoral concern, and unwavering commitment to evangelical principles. Despite stepping down from his episcopal office, Ryle remained actively engaged in pastoral and teaching ministry. He continued to preach and teach, offering spiritual guidance and encouragement to those around him. His pastoral heart and commitment to spiritual well-being of others remained undiminished. By the time of his retirement, Ryle had become widely recognized as one of the leading evangelical voices within the Church of England. His writings had a significant impact, not only within Anglicanism, but also among Christians of various denominational backgrounds. Ryle's legacy as a faithful pastor, theologian, and writer continued to grow in his later years and remains influential to this day. J.C. Ryle passed away on June 10, 1900, at the age of 84 due to natural causes. He'd had a long life that was lived well in the service of the Lord. His impact on the church continues to this day and definitely qualifies him as a giant of the faith. Well, thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.